This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Back to Reality, and thank you for joining us. So I am Asma, your humble host. I am a student of English literature. And in here, I have with me two very dear guests, Zainab and Bita. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a really big pleasure for me to joining you for this discussion. I am Bita, a medical student from Iran.
And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm Zainab Sadat. I'm from Iran and I have my MA in TFL, teaching English as a foreign language. And it's my pleasure to be here today in this discussion.
Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you for joining us in today's episode. So there are many conditions in life in which I think that there's no way for me to cure from the breakage that have got into my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I'm sure that it has happened to both of you as well, and to the audience, of course.
Definitely.
There are many times that we feel that we're overcome. And it's finished.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. And I cannot do anything for it. There's no way for me to cure the wounds that I have in my soul. And most of the time, I unfortunately have to confess that it seems like it's a right notion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to tell me that, do you believe in this notion that says that there is no cure for the wounds that you've got from your past?
It's not true. I do not agree, as always, I think.
Yes.
And the thing is, one thing that connects human beings together mm-hmm. is the ability to feel pains.
Yeah.
We feel pain. And when you feel pain or sorrow or something, you will understand the other people that exactly feel the same way as you.
Yeah.
And this will make sympathy, empathy, anything this life that is needed for human beings. And the thing is, you are telling me that there is no cure for your wounds you have in the past. And this is not true because we have a blessing from God that is forgetting.
Yeah. After some people are very difficult at forgetting.
I know. I'm not telling you that it's not difficult. I'm telling you that we have this blessing. And absolute cure for this problem is just letting it go and send it somewhere, doing your daily life. And mm-hmm. when time passes,
you will see the magic of time.
Exactly. This is the magic of time that you will understand it. Okay, this is not that much important anymore to me.
Yeah.
Because I have many other problems.
So, Zainab, are you a good person in letting go?
You know, me personally, I did not experience a really, really difficult situation in my life yet. Some situation that would leave a wound in me.
So good for
but
you.
But I know
there are living different
situations. But the most difficult one, you know, again, one of my relatives, she lost her father when she was her father accompanied by two or three of her uncles car accident when she was a little girl. And then since she was the only child of her family,
yeah,
she kept on her life with her mother. And then she got married with a man who she loved and they lived happily
ever after.
And that was when, no Asma, I want to say that was when after some years, her husband was diagnosed with a disease. And when the husband went to hospital and he went through a surgery and that was successful, but suddenly he faced a heart attack and he died. That was in that interval when her mother was diagnosed with cancer.
God.
And she lost her mother too. And the interval between her husband's
death... Is she alive
death,
right now?
Yes, you see. The interval between her husband's death and her mother's death was just 1 month at tops.
Oh.
And, you know, all of us felt so sorrow and we were so sad. But as you said, the magic of time, you know, after 2 years, I think the incidents, they happened 2 years ago. And now I can see that she could handle that. And that's just a miracle. She has married another man. Interesting.
I want to tell you, this is not a miracle, first of all. She was really strong, you know, to overcome these all misery. And I think if I were, for example, in her place, I wouldn't overcome all of these miseries in my life. Yeah. The thing is, I think there are many tips that she used in this difficult role to overcome all of this. First of all, the thing is, she once experienced this difficult situation when she was a child, as you told me. And this shows us that after that situation, she used, you know, many correct methods to overcome that. That after a while, that she faced this situation again and again and again. Even at that time, she was again successful. And I think the thing is, she was really strong to control her mind. You have to try to control your mind in different situations. You cannot control life, but you can control your mind. You have
to trust me. Sometimes you even cannot control your
mind. I do agree with that point. But the thing is, sometimes you have to do it. There is no other way.
Just it depends on the idea just you mentioned, the strength. You know, not all people are the same.
And a will to leave, I think.
Yeah,
you know, there are most of people that doesn't have any goal or something in their lives. They're like, okay, there is nothing more I can do with this life. I want to die. I have nothing
more.
Yeah,
they already are depressed.
But I think this girl that you mentioned was really strong because she had goals in her life.
And you know what, Bita? She was a religious woman.
She had a strong connection to Allah.
Yes, she submitted herself to Allah's will and wisdom.
And we do believe that when you have that link with Allah, He would help you
and
go
really,
through.
I really believe that her connection with Allah saved her life.
Yeah, that's very true.
I do agree. And I think this religious goals even that she has in her life to be a good one too.
And you're right about the life goals, but being religious was a great
help.
You know, accommodation for her.
Yes. So, Bita, is there anything that happened in your life that made you think that, okay, there's no cure for this?
Not that much big that I, for example, can tell
you. Worth mentioning.
Sorry, but the thing is, we had all of us had some the same story
exactly,
in different ways.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I've lost many friends in my life. In my community.
Which is very sad.
Yeah. Not losing them for, I don't know, these kind of natural accident. I lost them because some, I don't know, feeling a position between us.
Oh, yeah.
And these emotional things happened between us.
Yeah.
I lost them. It was like, okay, who was the person who did something wrong? I was just always looking for the answer of this question.
Who was the wrongdoer?
Yeah, exactly. Who was the wrongdoer? If it was me, so I have to, you know, pay for that. But I couldn't find something special in our relations. After a while, I understood that sometimes for overcoming these kind of anger, sorrow for something that you lose, you have to have physical distance. Physical distance is a way that you can choose to overcome the sadness of losing someone.
You mean
someone.
Ignore the source of misery that you're suffering from?
I mean, for example, if you just, that person that you have some problem with is the one who is your near colleague or something, you have to have some physical distance. Go to somewhere else. Go, go work to another place or something. That, and this will help you to maintain your mind peace.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was the method I've used, and it was successful, I think. And I overcome the fear of, you know, lacking something. You know, because when you lose something, when you are in a bad situation, your defects, your weaknesses are
what
bolder.
Did you tell yourself when you were talking to yourself, okay, do not be scared of losing other people?
It was like, it is life.
Yeah,
you know, the only
that's justifying.
Sentence, yeah, the only sentence
in
that
the last
I could
month,
tell myself.
There was nothing she could do in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bita referred it quite correctly, that she referred to herself and searched for the source of problem within herself. And when she couldn't find nothing, she concluded that, okay, the problem was not mine. Or maybe, Bita, I don't know, maybe you found something within yourself and tried to fix it. But the major problem was within the situation, within your friend, I don't know, within lots of other criteria. And that was the correct thing to do, I think.
To think. Mm-hmm. And then find out the source of problem and mm-hmm. then to solve it.
Mm-hmm. And Asma, there is another thing to overcome these wounds. And that is optimism in future.
Which is very difficult.
Which is difficult.
Definitely
but it
difficult.
Is quite
which is sometimes harmful, I think. Optimism.
Yeah, harmful. I do believe in that.
Because,
yes.
You know,
because then you would be disillusioned.
Exactly.
It would turn into an illusion. Okay, I would say that, yes, I'm going to have a brighter future. Tomorrow is going to be better than today. Then just like the example you mentioned, just like the girl you mentioned. Mm-hmm. So if she had told herself that tomorrow is going to be a better day, I would have a brighter future. And
that
she cannot
disaster.
Wait for that large scale of time. At the moment, she would have been disillusioned and depressed.
You know, I'm not talking about just being optimistic about future. And you must do things to make the situation better.
I guess moderation is the the key point to everything.
Just keep being realistic, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best way.
Yeah, I do believe in realism. That is going to help. But sometimes, actually, the reality is so much bitter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I know some people who have done something wrong in their life. For example, consider they've done some sins. Mm-hmm. All the time, they keep hitting themselves and
self-blaming.
Self-blaming. And when I look at them, I just say that sometimes exonerating yourself from different sins that you've done, from different miseries that you've caused to other people, is going to help you feel better. I know it's very much difficult. Sometimes the amount of sorrow that you've caused to other people, that you've injected other people with, is going to be too much that you cannot overcome it. But once you've came to the point that you understood the wrong thing you have done, and then you ask Allah for forgiveness, I guess He would forgive you.
Exactly. But the thing is, you know, Asma, I think you're being too realistic. Too realistic.
too much.
You know,
too much of that is dangerous.
The thing is, sometimes you cannot do anything alone. And, you know, have a kind of good family, good person next to you that fill you up for these situations is necessary. For example, you told me that after the death of spouse, she went through another marriage and she was successful.
Yeah.
And I think this is another reason.
So you mean that we can use the help of other people as well?
Exactly, in this road. And I think when you have another people next to you, you won't feel alone. Because when you are lonely, when you're in a lonely list, it's like a kind of dark room. You cannot see anything. You cannot decide correctly. And these feelings of anger, sorrowness, or anything will be stronger in you.
Yeah.
You flow around your body, around your soul, and sometimes you cannot control it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So up until now, we came into conclusion that miseries do happen in our life. We are human beings. We have a heart. We are a cauldron of different emotions, sometimes mixed emotions. And many times, there are some obstacles that will get into the way. Miseries would happen without you even predicting it. But still, we have been blessed with the bliss of forgetting. So they even say that insan, the word insan, comes from the root of forgetting. So we have been blessed with that blessing as well. But sometimes it turns out to be difficult, which you already said that, okay, we should come to conclusion that we have, at the very first point, we have to accept that something has happened to me. I need to help myself overcome it. And now I can use the help of other people. I can use the help of a therapist. I can help myself through the spiritual journeys that I'm going through. Having a link with Allah is going to help me. And plenty much more of these things. Do you still have things to share with the audience?
No, that's it. You know, I just do agree with you. And the gist is just try to understand the way you are in it and decide to be the one you have to be. You can overcome everything because you are powerful. Believe in your power.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's the best sentence to wrap it up. You have the strength to overcome it. No matter how much breakage you have on your heart, Actually, it makes your heart more beautiful because when it sings, it's going to be having some more beautiful of melodies. That's actually at least the thing that God would hear from your heart. The hearts that have been more miserable would sing more beautifully in the spiritual realm. So thank you, dear listeners. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.